Everyone, welcome to your podcast. Mike, welcome to the show.
How you doing, Todd?
Well, I'm alive and well. I had a kind of a short night, but ready to do your podcast this morning. So, lots of stuff going on in the podcasting space. It's been busy, and of course, we've been busy too. Yeah, you've been slammed, yeah.
Oh yeah, definitely. Lots of new customers coming on, and lots of people needing a little bit of help here, a little shove that way, a little shove this way, and it's all coming together.
I always like to tell people sometimes you just need to dial a friend, right?
Yeah, exactly. And they certainly are. And a lot of international I've noticed lately. I got to put up a map and put pins on the map, but we've been talking to people from just pretty much anywhere in the world you can think of. I've talked to somebody there.
It's always interesting too, I'm sure, because not all of them are primary English speakers. So, but unlike the United States, most people outside the United States speak English. So it does, at least you don't run into too much language problems, right?
Yeah, in most cases it works just fine. I only had one that I had a bit of trouble with, and we got through it, so that worked out good.
Well, it's like you can point, right?
Yeah, especially when we get on GoToMeeting here. I just point the cursor here, right there. Put
Right.
so, but.
Well, with the news, there was looks like some money's coming back in the space. Gimlet got another $15 million infusion of cash, and so it's always good to see continued investment in the space. And they're actually looking to use. I read somewhere from someone that they're going to take some of that money and use it to target a lot of these newer devices like the Amazon Echo and the Google Home. And they're also going to be looking at traditional media as far as trying to convert some of the shows into actual television programs. So I'm not sure I'm interested in making a show into TV, but some of these shows have the type of content that kind of fit.
Yeah, definitely. They could definitely do some of their shows as television shows, and they'd probably be quite good. Another thing that I know they're trying to do is possibly getting some of their shows on terrestrial public radio. So that'd be another revenue stream for them. And like I said, they came from public broadcasting, so kind of a full circle thing.
Yeah. So yeah, good on them for getting the 15 million. I think if we got $15 million influx in cash, we would just go on a buying spree. And I kind of laugh when I hear the total 15 million. I'm just like, boy, you just have no idea what you could do with that type of cash. But
You think about it, most of our listeners are independent
yeah.
producers. They do everything. These shows, they have, a 6 week lead time on an episode, and they have, 10 producers working on it. And
Yep.
So it's a whole different way of doing shows. Neither one is wrong, but this one, the one they're doing, is a lot more money.
Well, one thing's for sure is we know where our bread is buttered. And I had actually posted a comment yesterday on Facebook basically saying I was so appreciative of our customers and that we know the folks that are, doing shows that we work with are just like you and I. I'm here in a spare bedroom. You're down in your basement. People are recording their shows in their closet, cars, bars, you name it. And we really know where. Matter of fact, someone just dropped the pan in the kitchen. It just came through the mic. So, we know where our bread's buttered, and we're here for the independent content creator. But sometimes things pop up that makes you kind of scratch your head a little bit. There was a big article on TechCrunch talking about the Anchor app being basically they've shifted again to offer podcast hosting. So I thought it was curious because with that, there are some issues.
Oh yeah, and Anchor, is SoundCloud was, not I wouldn't say bad, but SoundCloud, that's not their main thing is podcasting. So they, you know, they're a music service, and they added podcasting to possibly grab a little cash, and I think it backfired on them. And, you know, we've talked ad nauseum about SoundCloud, but then this TechCrunch article is talking about Anchor offering transfers from SoundCloud with free hosting. Well, over and over and over again, we've seen that free is a lousy business model, you know, and why go from one bad situation to another? And this one's even a bit worse because you're pretty much locked into them once you move over to Anchor. They're not one of those companies that allow you to move away easily.
Not only that, they own your feed. They own your iTunes listing. Yeah, that's the thing that shocks me the most. And I think what it is just there's some content creators out there that are not educated, because I replied to a few people on Twitter and I said, you need to think about this because of this. And they're like, you know, I kind of got that deer in the headlights look. So, you know, for those of you that are in this audience, I don't expect we've got folks that are moving some SoundCloud that will listen specifically to this show. But as a podcaster, please do some education with content creators that you're talking to, and express that importance of, you know, owning your IP and owning your feed and being able to have a .com and all those things that go about building a brand around you instead of, you know, you don't want to be the product. That and I'm afraid what's happening with Anchor, and, you know, I just, you know, they're doing what they're doing. They've got some investment money they have to spend and they have to shift, but they are, you know, they own your, it's just like they own your show almost. And I'm sure they would never say that, but try leaving.
Yeah. And even Apple doesn't have a way currently to change the ownership of a show that's listed in the Apple Podcast Directory. So if Anchor puts your show on iTunes, they own it. You know, and anybody, you know, if, like for a while there before this was the case, I would put people's, you know, show on iTunes if they didn't have an Apple account. And now I know, you know, so I go log into mine. I've got 25, 30 shows in there that aren't mine.
Right.
And, but I'm a nice guy. So if they ever need anything done, I can fix that. But, you know, think of a bigger company that's going to have thousands of shows. You know, are they going to listen to you and they say, hey, I need you to do something at Podcast Connect? You know, no, right. Probably not.
So it's, you know, and it goes a little bit further than that, too. What about your Android listeners? You know, what? How are you going to get Android listeners if you're wrapped up in a single app? So it's very concerning to me. And I know they try to mean well, but they just don't know the space and they don't understand the ramifications of what they do. So, you know, free.
Yeah, user beware.
Yeah, free user beware. So last month, July, obviously 31 days in the month. So what we noticed last month, there was a lot more of our hosting customers took advantage of our long tail podcast hosting, and also a few initiated replacement of media. So I think it's important for us to talk a little bit about long tail, and I'll give you the opportunity, Mike, to talk about, you know, what we're seeing and probably what our policy or what our policy is going forward. But so long tail, if you buy a 100 meg account, and you do, you know, 80 minutes worth of content in a month, and you decide to put out an extra episode, and you need to go over your 100 megs of storage that we provide you, then we give you an extra 25% or an additional 25 megs.
Yeah, that's called the no fault part of it.
Yeah, the long fault. Yeah, the no fault. Sorry, I'm calling it long tail instead of no fault. When you go over, so let's say you've already got 80 megs stored for the month and you go 25, and that would put you at 105 megabytes for the month. You then use, and what we allow you to do is to go over and into your no fault quota, but we don't let you add once you're into it. So if you're 105 megs into the 120 or the 25 or the, if you're 5 megs into the 20 meg, no fault, you can't just drop another 10 meg file in there. That it won't allow you to do that. So
yeah, it lets you go over once.
Yeah, you can go over once within the month. And you can't drop another file in there. For like folks that have the 250 meg account or a 400 meg account, you know, they could have as much as 100 megs. Like on a 400 meg account, you'd have 100 megs of extra storage. So if you go, you know, 390 and then you go into 425, then you're done. You're wrapped for the month. You can't use that additional 75 megs that are in there. So that, the no-fault piece was being used a lot because of the 31 days in July and the way it was stacked. But what happened if a person runs out of no-fault, Mike?
Well, they should either upgrade, or if it's just a one-off thing, if you talk really nice to me and send an email, I can bump you up your quota. You know, but if this happens repeatedly, you definitely want to upgrade. But, you know, like I said, we're pretty easy to get along with here. So, Just ask if it's a one-off thing. You know, like I had a client the other day that signed up for hosting. He says, well, you know, for 11 months out of the year, I do X number of downloads, or, you know, that this much content. And he says, but for that 1 month, since it's, you know, the high month of his niche, you know, he does extra episodes. And, you know, rather than have them upgrade, you know, we're pretty flexible that way. I just bump him up for that month, and, you know, and that's fine. But, you know, like I said, if you do that every single month, then yeah, you should really upgrade to a plan that actually fits what you're planning on doing.
Yeah. If you, you know, if you're out of space on the 15th, you probably, and basically this is your normal show production, you probably need to bump to the next level.
Yeah,
you know, like I said, you know, and I think really kind of the rule of thumb here is if you are out of space and it's the, you know, the 26th or the 27th, I think we're more amenable to, you know, bumping you, like Mike said, one time to get you through. But again, if you reach out to us the next month on the 27th or the 28th and you're out of space again, it might be, and again, we've given you this additional 25% automatically anyway. And this is what that was trying to prevent, was those folks that were on the edge and needed just a little bit more. But if you're needing more every month, it's best to go ahead and do the upgrade. And, you know, it's only fair to the rest of the customers who are really buying their allotted amount of storage that they need.
Right, and the long tail part of it is where you can replace an older file. So say you did one in July, and then you realize, oh, I need to edit that for, you know, somebody who didn't like what I said there, and I'm going to edit that out. You don't have to, but if you're wanting to do that, so you edit out this one line, and then you re-upload that same file. If you, you know, in normal places, you upload that, and that goes against your quota for the current month. But with us, if as long as you use the same exact file name, it just replaces it in the system, and that quota does not come off the current month.
But we should note that because of the way the CDN works, and when you essentially, so that however, just so everyone knows, when you upload a file and you publish it at Blueberry, it gets distributed in the CDN. The CDN is not just a single server. They have 400 or 500 POPs across the world. And as requests come in to download your show, they will populate the POPs with your media and to make it basically faster delivery. So it's like having the server, the POP may be actually in your town, so it downloads real fast. So that POP is cached. So when you re-upload a media file, it takes several hours for that cache to clear within the CDN. So if you try downloading it immediately, you may get the same media file that you had before.
Yeah, so you'll get the old version of it for a little while until it propagates through the whole system.
Yeah, and if you're going to replace a file, and this is a critical replacement that you have to replace and get rid of the
evidence. You know,
get rid of the older files immediately, send us an email. Now, normally we can only do that during business hours or if one of us is available to catch it off time, but we can actually force a purge of the cache so that it replaces much quicker. But again, you have to send us an email and let us know that you're going to do that. Otherwise, you got to wait a couple hours.
Yeah, it's no big deal for us to do that during business hours. So just shoot me an email or shoot support@blueberry.com an email, and one of the guys will grab that and purge that out for you, and it'll instantly start playing the new one.
So, Mike, RSS, we're pretty passionate about RSS here, aren't we?
Oh, yeah. That's the that is the heart of your podcast. It's the transmitter to your radio station. You've got to control that, and you got to watch that. You've got to look at that. See, I get a lot of tech support calls from people. They say, hey, my podcast hasn't updated in iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, whichever directory. And I ask them, well, is it in your RSS feed? And they don't know what I'm talking about. Your RSS feed is what the address that you gave to all those directories. And that's the place that all your subscribers are looking at. They're not looking at Apple. They're not looking at, a lot of these other, apps that you have on your phone. They're looking at your feed through that software. So if it's not in that feed, then it's not ever going to get to those directories. So you definitely want to be able to look at your RSS feed whenever you post an episode. Check your RSS feed. It's not super hard.
So, and many of you that are listening, you fully understand what RSS is and what it does and its importance, but we've got a lot of new podcasters coming on that really don't. So we want to kind of hit this a little bit so that everyone fully grasps the importance here. So in order to, and it's real easy to check your RSS feed, and you can probably go right to the front page of your website. And if you're using the subscribe on widget, which can be placed on your WordPress site so that your listeners have the ability to subscribe to shows, at the bottom of the widget is an RSS link. And if you load that RSS link, if you click on it in Firefox specifically, Firefox will format the media or format the data in that RSS feed so you can actually read it. And what you're kind of looking for is your last episode. There'll be a little box with your latest episode media file, and that will give you an indication that it's in your RSS feed. If you look at it in Chrome and some other browsers, there's going to be a lot of text there that might kind of scramble your brain if you haven't looked at one of these before. But the most important thing to look for, and something that can really tip you off really quickly to make sure that your RSS feed is current, is just do a search in that file for the word enclosure. And in the first instance of that, look to see if that is your media file that you've uploaded and just published. And once you read that file over a little bit, you're going to kind of get a handle on how this thing is made up and what it does. But really, if you're using PowerPress and you publish your episode, the feed should update immediately. Now, where that can be affected is if your hosting provider does any caching. Sometimes hosting providers or even some apps will cache an RSS feed and it won't update. You'll load it on your page and it'll still be the old one. So most of your providers provide the ability to clear your cache. And if you don't and it doesn't update, you need to kind of ask them, how do I do that? So that the cache will update and the actual new RSS feed will be displayed.
Yeah, we have a lot, I have a lot of problems with caching, and you just have to understand what that is. The same thing with the CDN is the server makes a copy of whatever page, or in this case, the RSS file. It makes a copy of that and spreads that out to their servers a little bit, kind of like a CDN. And then, when somebody calls that up, it instead of regenerating it on your site, it sends them the copy. and you have to clear that out of there, or it'll generally clear within an hour is usually the average on most web servers. But, you know, if you do go there, you know, you post your episode and immediately go to your file, your RSS feed, and you don't see that new post, try clearing the cache both in your browser and in the at the server. And it's usually within WordPress. There's a clear cache, purge cache, empty cache. There's a bunch of ways of putting that depending on the type of software they're using. But you definitely want to check your RSS feed. And the single best way to check it is you subscribe to your own show in whatever app you're using. And if you don't get it within a reasonable amount of time, you know something's wrong.
Yeah. And matter of fact, I check my, as soon as I publish my show, within about 10 minutes, I grab my mobile device and I load iOS up and the podcast application. And then I just load my own show, and I sometimes I have to pull the little refresh, you know, pull it so it'll refresh it. And if the episode shows up, I know I'm good. So, always subscribe to your own show.
Yeah,
and always check it.
Right. And that kind of leads us into the next thing about how these things work, how the podcast app works. How does any of the directories work? It's a pull. They pull your RSS feed when they get around to it. You know, in our case, Blueberry's directory goes around and pulls all, 400,000 shows now or something like that, in a sequential way. So it'll go around and you know, it might take, you know, depending on how, you know, if there's a lot of new episodes being pulled in, it might be a little slower. So, you know, it could be 10 hours.
Usually about four hours max, I think, on our end.
Okay. Yeah. Well, iTunes generally can be up to 24, Apple Podcast. And that's because they're going around and checking every feed in their directory one at a time. And they're pulling that in. They're not, you know, you don't push to Apple. Or you don't push to Google. You don't push to Blueberry, even. You know, at least our directory.
Yeah, soon, though, Mike, we're going to have the ability to, it'll push at Blueberry. But forthcoming feature that's not done yet. But
right.
And when it means push, it's just going to ping Blueberry and say, hey, we're updated, pull my feed, so they'll get an instant update.
Yeah, and Apple used to do that. And,
yeah, they used to do it years ago. But what ended up happening was is that it become overwhelming, so they had to come up with a new way to pull feeds. So sequentially, they now just basically round robin it. So I think on average, I know it can take 24 hours, and also if you there's some factors that they have built into their system, but usually you'll see an update on the directory within about 4 hours. But again, it's I've seen it take 24, 48. Sometimes it's they're off their game.
Yeah, and every once in a while it gets stuck, and when that happens, my email box fills up. So, yeah. And another thing, I think they have some sort of algorithm, and of course, Apple is all mystery a lot of the time. But if you're consistently putting out an episode on a certain time and a certain day, they may prioritize looking at your feed sometime closely after that.
Well, I truly think so, because I've had my stuff update very, very quickly because I post on a very dedicated schedule. My show updates about 9 p.m. Hawaiian Standard Time, Monday and Thursday. And I know that within a few hours, it's updated in iTunes. But I'm on I've been on the same schedule for, 13 years. So they know when my show comes out.
Yeah, this one updates pretty regularly, too, because every 2 weeks on Monday morning, it goes out, and so we're usually, by the time I get into the office in the morning, it's already updated in Apple. But I be honest with you, I don't go to Apple a lot to look. I just make sure I'm subscribed to it, and if I get it, I know everything's fine.
Yeah, that's what I do. So let's talk a little bit about some support stuff. You've had some questions, and a big one that's been coming up is if you're using PowerPress, how do you set up more than one podcast?
Well, PowerPress has built into it both podcast channels and podcast category podcasting, I guess we call it. And that's the way to do the multiple feeds from WordPress. And thing is, first off, I caution people when they first get into podcasting, they get all excited and they say, oh, well, I want to do a podcast about A. Oh, and I want to do a podcast about B. And, oh, I want to do a, you know, so they get 8 podcasts out there. And, you know, so really you shouldn't do that. Get good at one first. But if you're ready for your second show and you want a second feed, there's ways of doing that. Now, another case would be like in your case, Todd, with your Geek News Central show. You do a video and an audio version of it.
Yep.
So you set that up in channels. So you've got 2 channel boxes in your post. You upload the video to one and the audio to the other. And it puts them both in the same post, but in separate feeds. You can't have 2 files in one post. That's back to the RSS thing.
And I used to do an HD, and I used to do 3 versions of the video, but I stopped doing that. And I only do 1 version of the video. So I actually had 4 RSS feeds for 1 post, but now I only have 2, 1 audio, 1 video.
Right. And, you know, PowerPress makes that fairly simple to do. And I am planning on doing a webinar about that. I don't have that scheduled just yet, but it's coming up really soon, Advanced PowerPress. And I'm going to explain the different ways of doing multiple podcasts, because if you're going to do a bunch of shows, category podcasting is the way to go, but you have to start that way. Because if you don't, what it is the main feed from PowerPress catches all the categories, which is kind of cool. You know, you get a, you know, if you're doing a network of shows, say you do 5 shows, you know, you have one feed that has all 5 shows in it, and then you have individual feeds for each of the categories, and that works out good. But, you know, after about probably 4 or 5 channels, gets a little confusing. So
yeah, you don't want to do more than that, because your dashboard, then your post dashboard gets, has, if every channel you add, it adds additional box in the dashboard. So for multiple shows, I think it's better to go categories for sure. And then, you know, but if you just need a one-off, if you have a single show and you want 2 or 3 feeds, then the channels is the way to go.
Yeah, and like I said, it works out really well. And, you know, we've got a client out there with 525 shows running on 1 WordPress installation.
That's right.
It's, you know, it works. But you have to sort of pre-plan that ahead of time. And as far as that Blueberry, the way it works is you're supposed to have a hosting account for each of those shows, each of those feeds. And we can do that with pro hosting if you're going to be a commercial network, or we can do that with the regular hosting plans. And like I said, if you have any questions about that, just contact me and we can set up a time. And, you know, cause it is a tad bit complicated, but once it's set up, it works flawlessly.
So you've also had some questions come in that said, I signed up for stats, and whether they be free or pro, and they're not working. Help.
Yeah, I get that quite a bit. I signed up for stats, and so far it still says 0. Well, I kind of drew a little analogy. It'd be kind of like buying a ticket to a concert and then sitting in your living room wondering why you couldn't hear the music. You've got to actually do the second part of it. You have to set up the statistics in your RSS feed, you know, and depending on what service you're using, there's different ways of setting that up. In PowerPress, it's super easy. You log into your Blueberry account right from PowerPress, and that automatically sets up the stats, and then you're good. But otherwise, you have to put a redirect code or redirect URL in front of your media file URLs in all of your episodes. And that's the part where we do the collecting. So you have to do 2 things. You sign up for the stats, and then you have to also set them up. And if you sign up for the pro stats, I generally send out a welcome letter and some instructions on how to do that. If you're just going to be on the free stats, you click the Getting Started link right there in the stats area of Blueberry, and that will explain to you how that sort of works. And one of the questions I get a lot, and you know, I kind of like to be funny about it, but one of the questions I get a lot is, well, you know, can you give us stats on these downloads we've had for the last year? You know, and I always like to say, time travel is not really one of our strong suits. We're working on it, but we can't go back in time and collect stats on downloads that's already happened.
If that time travel machine was available, I'd have went out and bought a bunch of more domain names back in the early 90s.
Yeah, true. Yeah, I look at my GoDaddy dashboard and I've got a bunch of domain names in there and that would be a lot of fun, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Of course, I could think of better things to do with that too. But
buy a Google stock and yeah. But anyway, so Mike, I tell you really one thing I want just to remind everyone that's listening to us, if you're using PowerPress, you know, we appreciate that you're, you know, powering your podcast with PowerPress, but we also really want you to be able to experience the ability to post, upload, and publish from within your dashboard. And to do that, we'd love to have you become a hosting customer, and we'll migrate your media from wherever you're at for free. And you then will have absolute control of your entire stack, your brand, your IP, your feed, the whole nine yards. We basically provide the tools and get out of the way. And once people experience the ability to go in and write their blog post, click the upload icon and drag and drop their media file into the uploader, then within a few minutes have the uploader have finished, you know, sending the file to the server, and you just verify that the media is there, and then you click publish. So it's post, upload, publish. You don't have to go to any third party websites. You control your destiny. You don't have to be worried about, you know, anyone going out of business. You know, like I've always said, if we went away tomorrow, PowerPress would continue to hammer on. The only thing you would have to find is a new host. We're not going anywhere. We're profitable. We've been in business now since 2005. And we serve podcasters and the folks that are doing the shows in their closet, their bedroom, down in the basement, wherever it may be. And we understand where our bread is buttered. And this is why we have the ability for you to call us on if you need support. If you're a paying customer, you can call Mike and say, hey, I need help. And of course, we have 7-day email support as well. So it's really, I don't think anyone goes any further than that to try to help you stay on track and keep your show going. So if you do want to try us for 30 days, again, migration is free. Use that promo code Blueberry, BLUBRRY 005. And that'll get you 30 days free with us. Mike, how do they contact us?
It's yourpodcast@blueberry.com. And that'll go to both Todd and I, and we do our best to try to answer any of the questions that come in there, and sometimes we put them in the show.
And really, your podcast is designed for you so that you understand how to use our tools better and learn what we're hearing from customers and trying to give you insights into the services and products. If you have a technical support issue or even anything just generally in podcasting, we've got 100 years of podcasting experience across our entire team. If I don't know the answer, Angela will or Brian will. We'll be able to get an answer for you on almost any question in the podcasting space. But Mike, I think we're wrapped here. So I want to thank you for hanging out with me this morning on your podcast and taking care of the production of the show.
All right. Well, I appreciate it. And thanks for getting up early to record.
Absolutely. So everyone, thank you for listening to your podcast. My name is Todd Cochran, and you can reach me if you want to directly, todd@blueberry.com. Mike?
Yep, and you can reach me at mike@blueberry.com. How original.
Uh-huh. All right, everyone. We'll see you next time on your podcast.